The first 3 weeks of the non-conference 2020 season have produced some memorable and even perfect moments for Duke Blue Devil baseball. But today, the second season begins, as now the number 12 Blue Devils will take on the number 14 Florida State Seminoles in the ACC opener. Blue Devils 10-2 on the season. Seminoles are 9-3. Bryce Jarvis, the junior out of Franklin, Tennessee, authored that perfect game against Cornell earlier this season. He will be opposed by C.J. Van Eyck, who is appearing in the top 20 in MLB.com's draft prospect list for the 2020 season. When you're talking about elite arms and possible future major leaguers, you can pretty much start here in Durham, North Carolina today. Martin, a freshman from Tallahassee, Florida, 18 years old, off to a great start this season for the Noles. 0-2 pitch on the outside corner, called strike three. 2-2 pitch is on the outside corner. That time Van Eyck made that simple adjustment, brought the ball a couple inches further inside to that backdoor part of the outside corner, and he gets a strikeout looking for out number one. Two balls, two strikes. Playing Murray straight up defensively, and he hits a high drive deep to left field. Going back is Elijah Cabell at the warning track, and it's high off the blue monster and in play. Murray trots around first. He's going to come into second standing up, and there's a double for the Blue Devils, and Ethan Murray as Duke gets the first hit in this ballgame. 0-2 pitch, line drive, and that's going to find its way through the hole into right field for a base hit past the diving Carter Smith. Ethan Murray trots in to score. Rothenberg with his 15th RBI of the season, and Duke takes a 1-0 lead. Duke decked out in the black jerseys with the white pants. They have black hats and a royal blue brim on the crown. The Iron Duke D on the front in blue outlined in white. Now the 0-2 pitch. He doubled up on the slider. Two swings and misses. Now picked up out of the dirt by Rothenberg. He throws down to first to retire Cabell. And there's quickly one out here in the second inning. Three strikeouts now for Bryce Jarvis. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. And he goes down on strikes. And once again, Bryce Jarvis dials up a strikeout. A lot of times, you'll hear with a white wristband as the 1-2 pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. We'll get to that point coming up after the inning. But Bryce Jarvis strikes out the side here in the second. And five of his six outs so far have been via the whiff. Florida State Seminoles, they are coached by Mike Martin Jr. in his first season at the helm. Of course, he took over for the legendary head coach, Mike Martin Sr. Erickson Nichols leading off for Duke here in the bottom of the second inning. A 1-1 count. Fastball, line drive, and that is a backhanded play by the shortstop, Nander DeSantis. Good range for him to get over to his right.
There, yeah, I didn't think he was going to get there. But if he's framing a pitch in a certain location and he doesn't catch it, well, the ball's probably not there, right?
Well, the 1-2 pitch is framed perfectly on the outside corner by Rothenberg. Great job there, and Bryce Jarvis gets yet another strikeout. That is six in the first 2 2/3 innings of work. Chase Cheek squares the bunt, lays it up the third base line. Fielded by Tyler Martin, throws on the run, and he gets the speedy Chase Cheek by a step for the second out of the inning. That's a nice play by Tyler Martin. Van Eyck now at 42 pitches thus far in his third inning of work. Duke's made him earn some of those outs so far here today. 3-1 pitch. Up high, ball four, and Murray draws a two-out walk. Payoff pitch. Van Eyck turns to the breaking ball to try and get a backdoor strikeout. Mervis lays off and takes ball four. Now the Blue Devils have runners at first and second. Now the 0-1 pitch to Rothenberg is a breaking ball. Bounced to first base. Handled by Carter Smith. Flips it underhand to Van Eyck covering first, and Florida State able to get out of the self-made jam for Van Eyck. Florida State had to go to Baton Rouge last year and take two out of three from the Tigers as Martin swings and misses at a nasty breaking pitch. And there's quickly one down here in the fourth inning. 3-2 pitch to Robbie Martin. A line drive into center field, but right at Joey Loperfido, and he makes the one-handed catch. Looked like he might have been fighting the sun a little bit there. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and even though Mike Martin Sr. is no longer coaching the Noles, some traditions continue. The entire Florida State bullpen ended up making their way out onto the field from the third base dugout, did some stretches down the left field line during the inning break, and some things just never change, even when a legend moves on, and you still have his son in place, so you're going to have some of those Mike Martinisms still involved with FSU baseball. 40 years as the Florida State head coach for Mike Martin Sr. reached the NCAA tournament all 40 times. Van Eyck into the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Knight drills it out toward left field. Elijah Cabell goes back a couple of steps, and he dropped it. It popped off of his glove. Wide turn at first. Knight's going to scramble back, and he'll be on at first base, but Elijah Cabell on a ball that came right at him, he drifted back about two steps, and in front of the warning track, just simply muffed it. Pop up towards second base. Jackson Green camps under it, makes a two-handed catch, and the error does no harm to C.J. Van Eyck and the Noles in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Duke off to an 8-1 home start this season. played their first set of road games up at U.S. Bank Stadium, the home of the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis last weekend. Now it's a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch on the outside corner called strike three. I think Smith might have been looking for something different, and instead Jarvis was able to freeze him in his place, and that'll do it for the Florida State Seminoles in the top half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through in Durham. It's Duke with a 1-0 lead over FSU. Now the 0-2 pitch to Chase Cheek. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. It bounces away from the catcher, Matt Nelson, and goes all the way to the backstop and into the FSU dugout on the third base side. So Cheek is going to make it to first base. Van Eyck from the stretch. 1-0 pitch is in and out of the glove of Nelson. Taking off for second is Cheek, and he's going to make it easily without a throw.
Be interested to see what he goes with. I'd probably go breaking ball down and in.
Van Eyck into the windup, and now the 2-2 pitch. There it is. There it was. Breaking yep. ball down and in. And Rothenberg swings right over the top. And C.J. Van Eyck able to get out of trouble here in the home half of the fifth inning. Jarvis, of course, some terrific baseball bloodlines. His dad, Kevin Jarvis, pitched in the major leagues for several years. Right-hander at Wake Forest in the late 80s and early 90s before going into his professional baseball career. 2-2 pitch. He doubles up on the slider and catches the outside corner, and Jackson Green goes down looking, and that's strikeout number 10 for Bryce Jarvis today. C.J. Van Eyck has been strong for the Noles so far today, has allowed one run and two hits, has 5 strikeouts and 2 walks in his first 5 innings of work. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, ground ball to short, fielded in between hop by DeSantis, and he throws to first for the second out of the inning. That's terrific.
Twice right. Now that Nichols has been robbed by DeSantis.
Duke has all the hits in the ballgame with 2, leading 1-0 here in the seventh inning. Jarvis steps back up onto the rubber, into the windup, and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It skips in the dirt, bounces away from Rothenberg, and Robbie Martin's going to make it to first base. Officially a strikeout wild pitch for Bryce Jarvis, and that's his 11th of the ballgame. And now Florida State has their first base runner here in the top of the seventh inning with 2 outs. And now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, line drive toward left field, coming on and making the catch. No, it popped out of his glove. That was a well-hit ball, line drive that then kind of knuckled at the end, and it caught Rudy Maxwell a little off guard. He had to go into a forward dive to try and corral that ball, and it ended up hitting the grass. The no-hitter for Bryce Jarvis is done here in the top of the seventh inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases full of Florida State Seminoles. Bryce Jarvis trying to work his way out of the jam here in the seventh and maintain the 1-0 lead. Jarvis set, 2-2 pitch. Slider, outside corner, called strike three. And Bryce Jarvis gets out of the inning, and he pumps his fist as he heads back to the first base dugout. Hoyle hits a rope through the middle for a base hit, as Will Hoyle is able to get the third base hit for Duke this afternoon. 3-2 pitch, called strike three on the outside corner, and R.J. Schreck goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Big pitch by Scolaro. New pitcher into the game for the Blue Devils. Bryce Jarvis's day is done, and what a day he had. And now he will give way to the Blue Devils closer, Thomas Girard. 1-0 with a 2.25 earned run average. Girard working out of the stretch. 3-2 pitch and a half swing and a miss for strike three. And that time DeSantis very nearly took the ball out of the catcher's glove on that pitch, and he's down for the first out of the inning. And there's the slider. There's the swing and a miss for strike three. Rothenberg says he caught it out of the air. Duke infield now shifts. Now the 1-2 pitch to Baldor. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball was in the dirt. Rothenberg picks it up, flips down to first, and Thomas Girard strikes out the side with relative ease here in the eighth inning. 3-1. Rothenberg swings. It's a ground ball. 2-hopper to third base. Handled by Tyler Martin. Low throw in the dirt, and it can't be scooped out by Carter Smith. Rothenberg is safe at first to lead off this eighth inning. Now Chase Haney's going to come on for the Noles. Crabtree crushes it to right field, and that ball is off the base of the wall. Rothenberg around third. He's going to hustle in to score from first base, and Chris Crabtree gives Duke a 2-0 lead with a clutch pinch hit double. How many times, Jordan, have we seen leadoff walks come back to bite pitchers, and a 4-pitch free pass to Tyler Martin? Now Girard has a sign come set. Righty-righty matchup, and the 0-2 pitch skips in the dirt, bounces away from Rothenberg into the backstop screen, and heading down to second is Tyler Martin. Makes the turn and stops there. 1 ball, 1 strike to Robbie Martin, runner at third base. And the pitch from Girard is a bouncing ball on the right side. Matt Mervis gloves it, steps on the bag. Tyler Martin comes in to score. It's an RBI for Robbie. And now the Noles are on the board. It's 2-1 here in the ninth. The 103rd all-time meeting between Duke and Florida State. 3-2, 2 outs in the ninth. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball in the dirt. Rothenberg picks it up, throws to first, and Duke wins the ACC opener over Florida State. 2-1 in a stellar pitching duel at DBAP.